If today these integral features, these truly radical features, which make a socialist society the definite negation of the existing societies, if this qualitative difference today appears as utopian, as idealistic, as metaphysical, this is precisely the form in which these radical features must appear if they are really to be the definite negation of the established societies, if socialism is indeed the rupture of history, the radical break, the leap into the realm of freedom, a total rupture. One illustration how this awareness or half-awareness of the need for such a total rupture was present in some of the great social struggles of our period. Walter Benjamin quotes reports that during the Paris Commune, in all corners of the city of Paris, there were people shooting at the clocks on the towers of the churches, palaces, and so on, thereby consciously or half-consciously expressing the need that somehow time has to be arrested, that at least the established time continuum has to be arrested, and that a new time has to begin. A very strong emphasis on the qualitative difference and on the totality of the rupture between the new societies and the old. Now, in this sense, I should like to discuss here today with you